Every time a sporting event is played, a different story is written. Like a book, there's buildup, suspense, and a conclusion.
Former Muskegon Big Reds football player spent his high school career writing two stories, one on the gridiron and one that's led him to become a published author. 13 on Your Side's Brent Ashcroft introduces us to Nathaniel Malone, who's proving he can tackle more than just the quarterback in our Michigan life.
If no one's laughing at your dreams, they're not big enough.
Sure, they're cliches.
Your own worst enemy is the one looking in the mirror.
But when one practices what they preach,
they say in the Bible, you know, prayer without work is dead.
Things happen that likely wouldn't otherwise.
You can't just sit there and, oh, I wish it happened. You gotta go out there and, you know, make it. You know.
Nathaniel Malone helped write a few chapters for the most storied high school football program in the state.
Yeah, definitely.
But another story was brewing.
Everybody has like a vivid imagination to some extent.
One that couldn't be told between the white lines.
I'm writing books because I read books.
Nathaniel wrote,
fun little 8-chapter read.
This.
The Suspect.
Musings became,
I was just writing down something just for fun. And when I was doing it, I don't know, I just wanted to keep going.
His masterpiece.
Let me put some chapters into this. I mean, I don't know, I can make something out of this.
From nose guard to novelist, time will tell.
I have so many more ideas.
The game taught Nathaniel, people who can't be stopped usually win.
Get into some kind of job that has to do with writing.
This work proves that approach doesn't only happen on the gridiron.
I've been working on another one.
Brent Ashcroft, 13 on Your Side.
And Nathaniel says his book will be available for the public to purchase sometime late this spring. It will cost about $11.
He also says he already has ideas building in his brain for his next book. Juliet is in the Information Center.
All right, there you go, Big Rob.
We got yes, sir.
Superstar with us today.
Yes, sir.
We see him. I see his daddy all over his face, brother. Just like the trail.
Trail can't deny that one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nathaniel, Young King, how you doing, man?
Yes, sir. I'm good. I'm good. Feeling great.
You know, all this time I saw you, you know, videotaping, you doing editing, you playing football. I didn't know you was a writer, bro.
Hey, I kind of kept that on the low to myself and just in case this didn't end up working out, but.
Did you expect it? You expect us to go this far?
I did, you know. I mean, not at first, but once I actually finished the book, I knew this was gonna happen.
I like that, King. I like that. Tell us about the first book.
You talking about like The Suspect?
The Suspect.
Okay. So basically, it's about a boy. His name is Calvin. He's a suspect and he's the victim. It's got all your favorite genres in there: crime, suspense, drama, whatever you want. It's a little bit on the shorter side, which I don't have a problem with because I don't really feel like a book needs to be a million pages long to be intriguing. You know. I feel like it's quick, it's to the point, it doesn't drag you on too much. Each chapter has a specific meaning, you know, and it jumps back and forth point of view. So it's first person, but you get the first person from different people. So it's a fun read, you know.
Wow. How did you have time to do all this? Because I know you busy, man.
I mainly did it while I was in school, you know. While I was in class, I had a little bit of free time. I just scribbled down in my book, and then I go home and just take the paper and put it on the computer, you know. Took me about 2 years because I never really just sold in on it. I wasn't like, I want to be writing a book. I just kind of was playing around. But once it was done, I was like, okay, let's see where this can go.
Wow, man, it's amazing, Rob.
Yes, sir.
So apparently you taking orders right now.
I'm taking orders. Yeah. They mailed me these postcards. They got a number on there you can call. It's a website you can go to. I'm planning on getting it done. Getting the book out there to everybody. I know she said something like about late spring in the video, but it might be earlier than that, really.
Yeah, the demand. You hot right now, brother. You hot. Wow. How can people order? Can you put that up on the screen or something? The card you have? How can people?
Yeah. Right here. I don't know. It's kind of blurry on my screen.
Okay. What's the number? Is that a website?
Yeah. www.dorancebookstore.com is the website. There's a number you can call, 1-800-788-764. Or you can just take this postcard, mail it in with a money order or a check, and it'll come in the mail when the book is done. But these are like pre-orders, you know, just getting it out there. And then the book will come once I'm done with the process.
Well, thanks, Susan, for putting that information up there. You were writing while y'all were playing for state championship? Were you writing then?
Hard to remember. I think I might have started a little bit towards the end of that. I definitely know that I was writing my senior year. I can't quite remember if I was writing my junior year, but I might have.
No, times I've been around, you've been kind of quiet, man. I don't know if you're a different person now, but I know when you're with your dad, you're kind of quiet. I guess along the way, you kind of found yourself. How has that been?
Well, I was probably quiet around, you know, that's not my area. I ain't got nothing to say about videography. That's he's the expertise, you know. He's the one who's talkative about it because he knows more about it than me. I don't want to, you know, get to talking about something I don't know that much about. But you talking to me about writing, I'm chatterbox all day, you know.
So what's some of the books you have read that you think people should check out?
I can't remember some of the ones, my favorites from back in the day. Only one I can remember is like Diary of a Wimpy Kid or like Captain Underpants. Nothing that no adult probably want to read. But I can say I'm really, really big on nonfiction. If you can get your hands on a biography or autobiography, I mean, think if anybody in the world is famous, there's a book about them probably. So just get a hand on one of those books. I mean, they're... I just love to learn facts, you know. I like fiction, but I like to learn facts, you know.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Now, are you in college now? What's happening with you?
I was planning on going to college, but something, my financial aid was so hard to fill out. I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. They kept on saying I did it wrong. But even now, I probably won't go for a while. I'm not trying to go online only, you know. I'm going to wait till everything clear up, maybe try it again.
All right. So you're all about writing, man. Well, we want to make sure we buy some books. We're going to buy a bunch of them and get some on radio. Rob, go ahead, brother.
Oh no, it's just good to see all of this, you know, Big Red Nation and Big Red's doing different things. They just ain't, you know, staying stuck to football. Exactly. You know, and saying, well, football is going to be my way. You know, you took a chance and did something that you love to do, which are probably a lot of people, but your parents knew that you really liked to do this, you know, and you sat down and you put it together, you know, and did what you had to do, man. So, you know, I salute you, young brother, you know, for doing what you got to do, man, because that's awesome, man. That's really awesome.
Yeah, as young as you are. Yeah. Anything else you want to say to the public?
Only thing I can say is, you know, this isn't a me thing. Anybody can do this. This isn't, oh, he got lucky or, oh, you know, he had the right opportunity. Everybody can do it. I promise you. Like, I was literally just looking down Google and found a publishing company that emailed me back, and year and a half later, I got a book with my name on it. You know, anybody can do it, whether you want to write movies, you want to do screenplays, you want to do stage plays. I don't know what you want to do in life, but I'm telling you, man, it's an avenue for you somewhere. You got to look. I mean.
Let's talk about inspiration, man. Who have inspired you on this journey? You come from two great families.
Mm-hmm. Writing specifically, I'm not sure who inspired me. But I can say that my dad, you know, he, from the moment I told him I wanted to write a book, you know, he didn't laugh like, man, black people don't do that. You know, he didn't do nothing. He didn't do none of those old cliches like, oh no, nah, that's stupid. He was more excited than me. I think when the books actually came, he was jumping up and down trying to get me to, you know, come take a picture with me. Let's put it on Facebook. And you know, he put my number out to everybody. He got you guys involved. He put my number out everywhere. So I got to give him his props. You know, he was pushing for me really, really hard.
That's your number one fan is your pops, man.
Cool. Yeah.
You know that more than anybody. And your stepmom ain't no joke either.
She's more the behind the scenes, you know, holding me, making sure, you know, are you okay? You good? You know, making sure I'm emotionally all right, but he's making sure financially I'm all right, you know. Right. You know.
Wow. That's good. You know what's really nice, Rob? Your story ran on WZZM, and then Tina is your sister, right? Stepsister?
Yeah, that's my, yeah.
Her story ran on Fox.
Tina.
Yeah, so y'all over the news, man. Y'all all over the news, brother. That's good stuff. You got a fan page yet?
No, I don't even know the first step to making one of those. Oh, you mean like on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I didn't really think about it. I mean, it might be a good idea.
Yeah, you there, bro. You there now, Young King. Yeah. Yes,
sir.
You need security. Big Rob got you. He stay right around the corner from you. You know? All right. Any shout outs before we go?
I can't think of nobody at the moment, you know. Maybe just shout out to anybody in my family or friends in my family watching right now, you know. Hey, you know, thank you for your support. I've been getting people texting me saying, hey, you know, congratulations, sharing my stuff on Facebook saying congratulations. So thank you for that.
All right, man. Proud of you, Young King. Take care of your family, all right?
Yes, sir, you too.
All right.